Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
86 Productions.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Off the Mark, the only podcast providing the most in-depth insight and analysis into the world of professional wrestling. I am Andrew. He is Aaron. Let's start the show by discussing the most recent news. Cookie Monster Punk is leaving the WWE, or Chick Magnet Punk, or Chicago Made Punk, or is he just leaving the WWE?
He's just leaving the WWE. Oh, okay. His contract is up. We're not sure when exactly. A lot of times that information doesn't get leaked out. We believe that it's going to be after SummerSlam is what it's looking like, but he is going to be leaving the WWE.
Now, is he just going to take some time off to heal up, or is he going to just kind of call it with the WWE?
You know, I think he might do what Christian did. Christian had a real... I thought what he did when he left and went over to TNA, I thought he had a great run there, and then he just went back to WWE, and it wasn't... He had no hard feelings towards anybody. He just really needed a break, but he still needed to make some money, and he still loved wrestling, and he was able to progress himself and also gain new fans at the same time. So I think that if CM Punk did a similar thing, if he went down to TNA and said, look, you know, I'm interested in joining you guys, what storylines do you have for me? And if he's interested in them, maybe he'll join.
Okay, yeah. It's actually kind of sad that he's going to be leaving. I think he's a great wrestler, great performer in the ring, definitely a big WWE superstar. But they're not utilizing properly. Until they start utilizing properly, I don't blame him for leaving. In fact, he could almost be the top heel over on SmackDown because they really just have Christian right now, which is kind of messed up. But, you know, at least...
Yeah, and he doesn't feel like he's being treated like a top guy. You know, that's one of his reasons for leaving. You know, and we've talked about it may be a short-term absence. Like, maybe he just wants to take time off. Like, maybe he just wants to take, like, 4 or 5 months off, you know, and then come back when WrestleMania starts heating up. And he can come back as a face. That's the nice thing, too. When you leave and you come back, you almost always come back as a face. So he could have that ability. He'd come back then. He'd be a face. He'd rejuvenate his character and everything. That might not be a bad thing to do.
Yeah, but the thing is, if the WWE wants to keep him, they need to sign him and say, hey, you get to have the first 6 months of your contract off. We still pay you. That's what they should do. In order, if the WWE wants to keep him around, that's what you need to do. I just hope that they... You know, they had a good thing going with when he was doing the Nexus stuff, and it's like nothing now. There's like nothing going on, and there's nothing, there's no storyline progressing. He just had a couple wins, big deal. So, anyway, yeah. So the WWE stock is down to a 52-week low. So, is it what, like $5 now?
No, it was at $10, but nonetheless, I mean, it's pretty low. I mean, compared to like what it has been, and actually, I'm taking a look right now at some of their stock information. And it's really been low. I mean, it's always hung around that area. You know, I mean, we the highest we'd seen it in the past like 2 years was closer to 20. I think it was around $18. It looked like that was in like mid 2010. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, you know, we're talking $12. You know, $13, and it's, you know, at the $9 range. And it's kind of unfortunate because when you think about it, when it's going that low. You know, and it's been lower before, you know, so I mean, it's not like that this is a surprise. 2002 was very low. What does this mean to the wrestling fan? I mean, what are they going to do?
I think it was more just they wanted to get in the stock market. And the thing is, I think when it first opened, I want to say it was around like $58, but that was at the height of the WWE. And I think Vince just wanted to kind of figure out a way to make a little bit more money. And there's been investors that have, it's actually been pretty good what they've gotten back. If they put enough stock into it, but you know, if you're putting in, I don't know the exact dollar amount, and you're only getting like 1% of it back, it's not, I mean, it's a decent return, but at least you're getting a return. Mm-hmm. But you also put in X amount of dollars and it's dropped, you know, anyway, so we're not going to go over financial stuff, but it's not the greatest.
Here's the thing. Why does this matter? Like, why are we reporting on this? Well, the reason why is because of this. Look, it's at $9. That means that Vince McMahon now, I mean, you know, he's got how many shares of the WWE? A lot. Mm-hmm. And now his shares are, you know, what he's worth now is much lower. Same thing with Linda, Stephanie, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Right. You know, he's not as worth as much as he used to be. But the thing is also, they have to disclose a lot of stuff, but they only put a certain percentage of the company on. My memory serves me right, I think it's 10%. So it's not much of the company, but still, someone could come in and buy, you know, 1 or 2% of the company, and then they could have their say in the company if they really, really wanted to. So,
well, here's the thing, though. What you're going to probably see is I think, a shift in the way that they're running business, in my opinion. Because I think when you are going down that low, you then have to strategize, how are we going to get back to the top?
Okay. I see what you're saying.
You have to push people. In the same way you push The Rock and Stone Cold, you know, these people who became icons of the Attitude Era, and now you have the PG era where your two biggest stars are Cena and Orton, who are, in my opinion, really, really great and good alternatives to Rock and Stone Cold. But Stone Cold and Rock had a great supporting cast. You had Triple H, you had Mick Foley, you had D-Generation X. You had a lot of people in there. And right now, the supporting cast of the PG era, while you and I know who they are, a casual wrestling fan may know some, but, you know, if you ask any random person, they'll probably know who Rock is, and they'll probably know who Stone Cold is. But
and they're going to know who Zack Ryder is pretty soon. I'm gonna
but they will not know who Zack Ryder is. That's the problem.
All right. Anyway. So Kurt Angle has some canned comments. He said that the fans don't want to see DQ finishes or run-ins with double countouts, and that is a big thing for him to say. Did he say this over Twitter?
Yeah, and he wasn't slamming TNA, although he was actually kind of slamming WWE, but I thought it's funny because we had talked about how so many times they end in that, you know, for TNA. And there was the number one contendership with Ken Anderson and RVD ended in a double countout, you know, and you and I were just like, wow, this is the dumbest thing ever.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that they're trying to go a different direction now. And I applaud them for that if that's what they're doing. You know, TNA, I'm saying. But I thought that was kind of interesting to say because, you know what, WWE does this all the time.
Mm-hmm.
All the time.
Big time. Also, I didn't know this, but Taker wanted him to he wanted Angle to beat him at WrestleMania 22, which is a big deal because Angle would have ended the streak. The streak would be no more. That is a big freaking deal. I just can't believe. I mean, it sounds too good to be true, but, you know, you'd think that something would have been said by now.
Well, he was saying that basically, and what's funny is they actually didn't wrestle at WrestleMania 22. If I'm correct, they wrestled before that. But what he said was he actually wanted Undertaker went to management and said, look, Angle is the future. Why don't I put him over? You know, he ends the streak. That's huge. In fact, he was actually saying that Undertaker really doesn't care that much about the streak. It's more of a marketing thing. And that it's like, well, it's kind of cool, you know, that he has it. He always wanted to have some young guy beat him, which is funny because we've been saying that about, like, Wade Barrett, for example. We've been saying that, you know, like, he'd be a good person, you know, to do it. Because then you have somebody you can always build off of. Always say that.
So. Zack Ryder.
You have to have somebody believable. Somebody believable. So, well, anyway, let's move on to the pay-per-view. You know, we did have, what was it?
There's a pay-per-view?
Slammiversary 9, TNA Slammiversary. Man. And opening match, which was a very good one, Gun Money retained their titles.
Mm-hmm. Big, big match. Great match, too. I don't want to say it's the match of the night because I have some complaints about a couple other ones. But, yeah, probably match of the night, definitely. I was really happy to see that. Great that they won it. Are they going to continue to do Gun Money, or are they going to...
I think so, yeah, until they lose the title. I think what's going to happen is... they're going to lose the titles and maybe feud themselves, like, gotcha, within each other, or maybe have tension there without the feud. I'm not sure. But I did want to get your thoughts, though, on Crimson.
Goldberg is still undefeated. Oh, my Crimson. Or is this Gunner? Crimson or Gunner?
It's Gunner or Murphy, but yeah.
Gunner Crimson, Murphy, my though. Bad. Gosh, yeah. My bad. Gunner Murphy, my bad. But yeah, so Crimson, he's still undefeated. Don't care about this. Are they trying to do another Goldberg streak?
I think.
Because didn't they do this with Samoa Joe?
Well, they didn't, like, publicize. At least I did not feel like they publicized it. I felt more like Samoa Joe's just never been defeated, you know? And it was just like, wow, that's kind of cool. And then finally Angle defeated him.
Mm-hmm.
But I really feel like this, they're pushing it. Like, they're pushing it. And, like, Goldberg's thing, which, you know, as to my knowledge, hadn't been done before him. was a really big deal. And Goldberg was believable to be winning all those matches. Crimson, on the other hand, is
Well, when he beat Glacier like 10 times, of course, you know, it's just one of those things.
Yeah.
So anyway, so Mr. Kenneth, I mean Anderson, is your new TNA Impact Wrestling Champion.
It's still the TNA World Heavyweight Champion.
That's the thing. When are they going to change it? I tweeted that out. When are they going to change it? And I love the finish. This is I don't think I've ever seen this finish before. Where the ref goes one, Eric Bischoff goes slams down two, and the ref hits three is what Sting thought. So he gets up. I've never seen that done before. And I thought that was kind of neat how they did it. It's a good way because Sting still stays face. You know, you got the mic check on him. One, two, three. Mr. Anderson's your new Impact Wrestling Champion.
Do you like him being the champion?
Yeah. I mean, he deserved it. As a wrestling fan, he deserved it. He was going to get it eventually, like in the WWE. He was going to be a WWE Heavyweight Champion or the World Heavyweight Champion.
Yes, he was.
So it's nice that he finally, after all this time in Impact Wrestling, he gets it. It's great. I'm very happy for him. So I'm glad he's a champion. He's going to do a great job. I'm looking forward to see what they're going to do with this. And his first match, of course, is going to be against Kurt Angle. So I'm pretty excited. So what did you think of that match?
Yeah, you know, I actually kind of like him being the champion. I think that he... You know, Sting is, of course, your icon. He is somebody that you are going to put the company around. I completely understand that. And Anderson is, you know, he's kind of the new breed. And I think that they knew with Jeff Hardy, I mean, when he messed up, he messed up. Anderson, he does. At least I have not heard of him having a whole lot of problems backstage. I have never heard of him, you know, having a drinking or drug problem. So having him with the title is fine. And that's really somebody that you would like to go with. The big thing for me is, who are you going to have that's going to help elevate him? And then who are you going to have that he's going to help elevate a little bit later on?
He'll beat Angle. He'll beat Jeff Jarrett, I think. And I think he'll also face someone, maybe Sting or Crimson.
Do you want to see him in Crimson? I mean, is that going to put butts in the seats? I mean, honestly.
Good point. Like,
Mr. Anderson versus Crimson.
Jim Helwig. He'll come out of retirement for that.
So, now Kurt Angle, he won the number one contenders match, which was the main event, which kind of surprised me. Do you understand the reasoning behind this or no?
Here's the reason that I don't understand is why my pay-per-view decided to stop working during the match. I was not happy about this. So, ironically, when it came back on, hey, the next one started already. I was not happy about it. I don't know what exactly happened with Comcast, but yeah, I lost the feed, believe it or not. So I couldn't watch this match. I was not happy.
But why was this the last match of the night?
I have no idea. This shouldn't... I mean, I'm glad it was because I didn't really care about it, especially since someone got implants. I could care less. That's all that Angle was. But, you know, the fact that... You know, I'm glad that Kurt, you know, got the number one contender shit, or he's the number one contender. But the thing is, when is Sting going to get his chance to win?
His rematch.
Is it going to be the following pay-per-view? Which is fine if it is. I mean, it really is. But
well, and that's something that we'll have to talk about in a little bit. But let's move on to Raw. So ADR, Alberto Del Rio, is going to take on the Big Show. Now, I got to ask you, is this a draw?
Don't care. Glad to see Big Show came out, ran down the. I didn't realize that he could run that like that. And he came out there and beat the crap out of the ring his announcer. I mean, beat him up. I would hate to take a punch from that guy. I don't care. I don't care what he's doing. If he has his open fist or whatever, it's gonna hurt. So he beat him up, and the guy didn't move afterwards. And I don't think he was selling. I think he was really, really hurting.
Yeah.
But I want to talk about one thing though that happened. I love the fact all of a sudden R-Truth comes out and does this whole thing, you know, his Jimmies and Jennies. And then John Morrison comes up and the first thing I say to my wife, he's hurt. It's the first thing I say. So what's going to happen here? And yeah,
I was sitting there thinking the same thing. I'm like, was he cleared now? Like I thought he was going to be gone to like SummerSlam. I was surprised too.
Well, I figured at least 4 weeks is the earliest he can come back. So what the heck's going on here? Well, it turns out I missed this a little bit of the segment. I come back and Heather's like, yeah, they came back. He was on the ground already and stuff. And I was like, okay, figures. I figured
I was actually
something.
Very happy with this. What about you?
Well, he's still there. I mean, they still show John Morrison. Like I said, if R-Truth wins on Sunday, that's a huge deal because then he could beat John Cena again, bring John Morrison into the picture, have Morrison beat him, and then both guys are the top of the ladder. They're at the top of the food chain, and it's a big deal for R-Truth as well. Because he'll be a heavyweight champion, plus he's another main eventer, and they can just push it and push it and push it.
And I think that John Morrison is the type of guy that you could push because he has the look. He has the it factor. But here's why this is actually genius. And you will not hear me compliment the WWE like this very often.
Okay.
But here's the thing. When I heard that they were going to have a match, I was actually upset. I was like, are you stupid? Like, you're going to have this build-up. They were going to have a fight. You know, they're going to have a match.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're just going to give it away like that? Like, that's stupid. So when he was down on the ground, you are teasing the fans. You know, when they get to do the build-up to the match, they get to say, you know, well, you buried me in the back. You destroyed me, blah, blah, blah. You know, they can go on the tirade about that. So you have footage you get to use from, you know, a month ago, from, you know, yesterday, and then, you know, 2 weeks down the line. This is perfect.
Exactly.
This is perfect. And so I actually want to congratulate them on this. Just like the next thing, which was Punk, got a huge win over Cena, which, to my knowledge, Punk has not beat Cena yet.
No, and that was the big deal. And the fact that he has a win over him, that's kind of a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, kind of like, Ron Burgundy.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and I'm surprised just because, you know, Punk is leaving, so I thought that they would bury him more.
Yeah.
But maybe they're trying to leave on good terms.
Yeah, maybe they're like, hey, stay a little bit longer. We need your help. But mm-hmm. Anyway, so where was Zack Ryder? Where the heck was Zack Ryder?
Why are we asking?
Because he's in his hometown. Ryder or Riott? And what they should have had is someone should have had a sign up that says, if Ryder is not on Raw, we riot. Something along those lines.
The thing about this is, and like, look, you've listened to us. Obviously, you could say we love Daniel Bryan, which we do because he's a great wrestler. And we like Zack Ryder. I don't love Zack Ryder. And like, if he was gone, like, I would say they missed the boat. But the thing is, though, I'm not like a huge Zack Ryder fan by any means. I'm not a mark for him by any means. However, though, this is an opportunity that was missed. Mm-hmm. You have him in his hometown, and yeah, I know he's supposed to be a heel and he would get cheers. Nonetheless, you could put him in a match because it was a 3 hour long Raw. It wasn't 2 hours, it was 3 hours. Get rid of the Divas match that nobody watched or cared about.
That was only 5 minutes worth of time.
Yeah, and 20 minutes to get them all out there, of course, because they all have to have their entrances.
Yep.
So, in my opinion, this was stupid. So, I got to ask the question. Did WWE use their 3-hour time slot well?
No. This is a horrible 3-hour. In fact, if Zack Ryder's not on Raw next week, I think they should riot. In fact,
I think that's almost, that's too much. I'm saying that because this was in his hometown. Jericho and Ziggler both commented on this.
Yep.
They said that WWE was dumb. This
is the WWE. This is a boat. This is WWE missing a boat. And you know what? It just ticks me off. So anyway, so let's go on to SmackDown. Orton and Christian will that match might not happen now. I'm wondering what they're gonna do because they said it's a game time decision on this match because Orton has a concussion.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a legit concussion. So there's a chance that it may be Christian versus Sheamus, which, for the title, which wouldn't surprise me.
It wouldn't be for the title.
I think it would be for the title.
No, they couldn't do that. They couldn't do that.
I thought they have 30, every 30 days they have to defend the title.
Yeah,
though.
But he defended the title like 2 weeks ago. And not only that, but how often do they follow by their own rules?
That is true.
Anyway, though, but no, the reason why this is a big deal is that match is probably going to be pretty short. I mean, it's probably going to be pretty short.
Yeah. Or a lot of, people talking on, the mic first and then going from there. So,
yeah, it'll be like a 10-minute match maybe. Now, Justin Gabriel and Heath Slater, they actually got official music now. They're completely done with the core, which
so are they, they
how
a,
dumb it is.
Are they talking, are they a two band, was it a two man band now, is that right?
Two man rock band. Yeah. Pretty much. I think that they need more tag teams. As we've talked about before, TNA has the best tag teams. Obviously, WWE has none. So it's nice to see them kind of teaming together, even if it's for a short while. Now, let's move on to the main event of SmackDown. Christian beat Sheamus in the main event. The stipulation was if Sheamus won, then he would be thrown into the match at Capital Punishment. What did you think of like the angle and kind of the match and everything going on?
I was pretty happy about it. You know, it's you know, I'm glad that you see Sheamus out there. The fact that he's wrestling Christian, it's great. And I don't know. I'm trying to think how to explain this. It's great that Christian's there and he's and Sheamus is still around. So Sheamus is the next one in line. But they're setting it up where if Orton is hurt and he can't wrestle for a while, Christian versus Sheamus is going to happen.
Mm-hmm. No, and something that we didn't talk about on Raw, but next week's Raw is actually going to be the audience choice. So it's going to be like the Cyber Sunday stuff that they did or Taboo Tuesday. So I'm actually interested in that. I think that they're kind of missing the boat, though, because I like this as a pay-per-view, and I really think that this should stay a pay-per-view. But do you like the idea of this?
Yeah, I do like the fact, you know, it's like a Taboo Tuesday, Cyber Sunday that they're bringing back. I'm looking forward to it. I'm just wondering exactly how it's going to be voted on, and are they going to bring the wheel back? Because, you know, we haven't seen the wheel in a while. We can have a, you know, submission match or whatever. But I'm just wondering if they can do it by text message or we have to go to WWE.com to vote, or are they going to start announcing stuff Monday morning? How are they going to do it this time? So
yeah, I'm interested, too, since there is the pay-per-view. So I think that, you know, if you have it where you vote a week in advance, then, you know, you have that to go on. But realistically, it's going to be a Sunday night thing.
Yep.
You know, you're going to have Sunday night, Monday morning. So.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So anyways, I just want to make a quick announcement. HostGator, they are awesome. Are you a blogger, a podcaster, or you're not happy with your web host? Check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. They offer unlimited disk space, bandwidth, and one-click script installs with a free site builder and an easy control panel. Stop by today to try a free demo to see how easy it is. And when you sign up, use a special coupon code OFFTHEMARK, and you'll save 25% off your hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs. Before we get into Impact Wrestling, though, I want to say we got most of the stuff moved over to HostGator. And honestly, it is fast. It is a lot faster. If you notice Section 86 was down for a little bit, that's because we were making the transition. It'll go down again sometime soon, but it won't be down for very long. So anyways, let's go into Impact Wrestling. Austin Aries is back. He is no longer, I think, with Ring of Honor, which is kind of cool. So he's back on TV. He wrestled a three-way, if I'm correct. Was that right?
Yeah, and that was to be in the Destination X pay-per-view. And I'm actually really excited about this because TNA has been showing Destination X stuff, and so they're talking about Destination X for X Division wrestlers, but they're also talking about the next pay-per-view, which, you know, I actually apologize because it escapes my tongue right now, but I think it's Bound for Glory. I'm definitely wrong, though. But they're talking about the big thing is, though, they're talking about Destination X, which is – oh, I'm sorry. It's Hard Justice or Hardcore Justice is the August pay-per-view. Nonetheless, you're building up for the one pay-per-view right now, and then you're also building up for the next pay-per-view. So you're having basically a two-month lead-in to that pay-per-view, which is, in my opinion, really cool. I think that they're doing a very good job with this, and I'm actually really excited too.
Now, me too. And now, when are they bringing the six-sided ring back?
Well, I don't know. They haven't announced it yet, so it's a rumor right now. So who knows?
Well, I thought they're going to bring it back for one of the papers coming up.
You know, they might. We haven't got confirmation yet.
Correct.
So,
but it'll be nice to see that ring again. It's always nice. So anyway, so Jeff Jarrett says that Angle and him are not done. What I mean, why are they continuing this feud? Seriously. What's the point of it?
I have no idea.
I mean, I know that Angle said he's going to try for the 2012 Olympics, but I think he's too old. I really think he's too old for this.
I do, too.
And I know he's going to try his best, and, you know, great for him. You know, I'm happy that he's going to try to be a part of the Olympics, but come on. I mean, what is he, like 38, 8 or something like that. He's a little too old to be in the Olympics.
Not only that, but think about the, you know, what he did in WWE, you know, the workouts he had to do there and the traveling and everything. I mean, I don't think that he has the body for it anymore, in my opinion.
No, not anymore. Not anymore. So anyway, so Rob Van Dam and Samoa Joe are in the works, which I can't wait for this because this is going to be a great match. You're going to get a high flyer versus a brawler that is also a high flyer. Mm-hmm. So I'm wondering if how RVD is going to take the Muscle Buster, because that's going to be interesting to see, or if he's going to take the 5-star frog splash.
Well, and they wrestled on Impact.
Yes, they did.
The thing. It was a great match, you know, and to give it away for free is kind of a big deal. That's mm-hmm. the thing. TNA, to compete with WWE, they have to put these matches on TV for free. They have to. There's no choice.
Yeah, they keep giving it out for free. It's really weird. But anyways, so hopefully that changes pretty soon. But so Gunner beats Mr. Anderson in a non-title match. I don't know what the point of this was, Aaron. Do you have an idea why?
They're trying to build up Gunner, and nobody likes Gunner.
What was it, Gunner?
Gunner
was it Gunner this time?
It was somebody. I don't know. I just it annoys me. Honestly, like, I'm sorry, but TNA, like, you're trying to shove him down our throats, mm-hmm. and nobody likes him. Nobody likes him. Nobody likes Gunner.
No.
So quit doing it. And to have him beat Anderson pisses me off, and it makes that title worthless because he has no charisma. He also is not over in any capacity. He should be losing matches to Eric Young like he did earlier this month. All right?
Yep, Eric Young. By the way, I think Eric Young is very underrated, by the way. I just wanted to point that out. I think he's completely underrated. So
for our weekly topic, we did not have a chance to talk about Tough Enough while it was going on, mostly because we didn't have a whole lot to talk about, you know, maybe an elimination here or there. So instead, you know, Tough Enough is over. Big Andy won. And what we wanted to go over now is kind of the idea behind Tough Enough. And when it came back, I know that we had mixed feelings about it because you had NXT. So Andy, I kind of wanted to know your thoughts. How is this different from NXT? What makes it different?
Technically in NXT, they have superstars that have already been trained and they're trying to get over. Tough Enough, basically they want nobodies. Or some people who have very little experience, and they bring them in there and it's a more of a reality show. They put them through like stupid things every week, and Stone Cold they'll teach them new moves and move combinations that are very common in wrestling, especially for people who start, you know, just, you know, how to do tackles, run the ropes. That's a big thing. They want to make sure they're also conditioned a lot, and they want to show the training. NXT does not show that, but but a lot of the NXT guys are already big down in FCW, Florida Championship Wrestling. That's in the Tampa area. So that's the difference between the two.
Okay. Now, and so going over that, NXT, what stars do you think have came out of NXT so far?
Well,
that we've seen?
None that have really. I don't think there's. Besides A-Rai. Good question. That's the only one I can think of is Alex Riley.
Really? You can't think of any other ones that have came from NXT?
Well, Percy Watson, but he's not.
No.
He's not
yet,
there.
Not yet.
That's the thing.
I don't know. Maybe a Daniel Bryan? Maybe a
Daniel Wade Bryan. Barrett? See, I don't think Daniel Bryan. I don't consider him or Wade Barrett that way.
Wade Barrett is the IC champion. He headlined a couple pay-per-views, pay per views in a row. He was the headliner.
All right. Okay.
That to me is a star. I mean, at least that is a big wrestling name.
Okay, I'll give you that. I'll give you those two.
Fine. How about this? How about people who are on WWE programming right now? You have Heath Slater. You have Justin Gabriel, you know, you have not Michael Tarver because he just got released, but, Jennifer Hudson's boyfriend, can't think of his name.
that's how he'll be known.
Cool. David but nonetheless, Otunga. I mean, the point is, it has made a few people, you know.
Realistically, Daniel Bryan was already made. Wade Barrett wasn't. Wade Barrett is the one who's been the most, who when he got out of NXT, he's benefited the most from it, but
well,
no one
it's not
else
about
has.
Benefiting the most. I'm talking about who was in NXT that now is actually a star in WWE, or you know,
Daniel Bryan. I do not consider being in NXT still because he was already made.
He was there though.
He was there, but he was already made. So technically, I would say he is. than Wade Barrett. Yeah, you have Gabriel and Slater, but those guys could have been made without being on the show. I mean, realistically, they could have been made without the show.
So anyway, so what about like from Tough Enough?
Tough Enough, of course, we know The Miz was on there. Skip Sheffield was on there as well. Who else was on there? John Morrison? Daniel Pewter? Oh, wait, he's gone. What a bust. Daniel Pewter, come on. Maven was on there, and Maven was a good, good wrestler, but he stopped doing it. You know, good for him. I'm trying to think, am I missing someone?
No, I think that let's face it, the two biggest ones, Miz and John Morrison. Yeah. Those are the two biggest ones. And in particular, Miz actually has held the WWE title. That's a pretty big deal.
And Morrison won, too. That's the one thing. He's the last winner still around because he won season 3. Johnny Nitro, John Morrison came out to the Nitro music. Da-da-da-da. As you're looking, yes, and he won with Matt, by the way, while you're looking it up. So anyway, so is it reality TV or is it insider info? Here's my thinking. I think it's actually reality TV with some insider info. That's how I look at it. Because they do give away certain things. They don't talk about... They make it seem like the matches are predetermined before they get into the ring. They don't talk about how they talk in the ring saying, hey, give me hip toss or bulldog or... I can't understand what you're saying in the ring. Stuff like that. That's what's said in the ring. They don't go over that. But I do like the fact that at one point they said, hey, take it home. That means finish the match, which I thought was kind of neat. But they never disclosed that. So I was actually kind of excited. I was really happy that they brought Ricky the Dragon Steamboat in the last episode, though.
I like that, too. And, there is a lot of insider info versus, like, NXT, which is more... I think the biggest...
Comedic? Here's,
NXT, honestly, I think was kind of a dumb idea. But at the same time, I actually like... I think the guys coming out of NXT will do better than the guys coming out of Tough Enough because... As we mentioned before, there are two people who have came out of Tough Enough out of how many seasons they've had, and actually really out of how many wrestlers they've had in there. Because it's not necessarily about the winner. Yes, the winner, of course, is guaranteed a contract. But you see something in these people. You see something. And so if it's a runner-up, you're going to give him a contract probably. You're going to have him wrestle in a development, in FCW, for example. Because otherwise he could go to TNA. And
correct.
He had all that airtime. In the same way, like Loki, I am incredibly surprised he's not in TNA yet. I'm very, very surprised. So there must have been bad blood there for them not to snatch him up and be like, this is NXT season 2 winner,
Ring of
but
Honor.
The point is, the point is, though, that I actually have very mixed feelings about this. It sounds like you do, too.
Yeah, the thing is, one thing that you have to remember about wrestlers is that just as long as they're on the air, people will if they're on the air enough, people will know who they are. And I think that's what NXT is, because basically people are filing into the arena. They're going to see that. They're like, oh, okay, hey, NXT is going on. What is this? Oh, it's on NXT.WWE.com. That's how I watch it? Oh, I didn't know that. But they'll see wrestlers now. And then, in a year or two, because the thing is also, if they fail in front of the WWE crowd, even though they might be over in FCW, they can find out if they fail in front of a big crowd, and then I'll tell them right away what's going to happen, if they're going to make it or break it. And also see how they wrestle in front of, 10,000 fans opposed to 200.
Exactly. And I think that something that WWE should do, though, you should have a storyline in NXT. And I think the biggest problem is that NXT is seen as just a competition. So it's almost like, in a way, like a poor man's Tough Enough, because it's scripted and everything, and Tough Enough is technically not scripted. Mm-hmm. I would actually like to see storylines in there. You can have the elimination, but have a storyline going. Have something going that captivates me, that makes me want to come back to watch this. Because with what they're doing right now, I don't want to watch NXT. I have no interest in watching NXT. And when we had a report on it, honestly, I was really upset that we had to. Because it's like, man, I don't want to watch this. I don't want to talk about it. But we had to report on wrestling. Mm-hmm. And when it went online, nobody watched it. And it gets very few watches online.
Exactly.
And so that's why we don't even report on it anymore. And the other thing, too, is now nothing's coming from NXT. Because they're doing it so much. They're on, like, season 6 of NXT.
Oh, jeez.
We've been doing this show it was the start of NXT when we started this show, which was season one. This is episode 67. They've gone through six seasons or five seasons. I'm not sure which. It's a lot, nonetheless.
Unbelievable.
Well, either way, I guess the biggest thing for me, you know, this actually more or less turned into a Tough Enough versus NXT thing. But the biggest thing for me is that Tough Enough, I actually really like, and I think Tough Enough, if it's on once a year, I'll enjoy watching it. But I would also like to see the winner go to FCW. I'd also like to see the winner get, you know, a little bit get more seasoned before they actually come to WWE.
Exactly. So,
or maybe put them in NXT afterwards. I don't care, you know.
Yeah, that's true. They could do that. So, well, that's all the time we have for this week's show. If you're into the Twitter, you can follow the show at OffTheMark86. I am AHughes86. Aaron is AP Hughes. I want to thank Section 86 and 86 Productions for hosting and editing the podcast. And I want to thank Aaron for coming on each and every week. And I want to thank the listeners for taking the time to download and listen to the show. And until next time, we'll see you in the ring.